You're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios in Greeley, Colorado. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. The way rent is going through the roof these days, for many people building their own office space, shop, or house is so much more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com. Check out some of their great projects that are completed on Facebook. Yesterday, had the opportunity to sit with Tanner Schwint and call the high school game of the week out at Severance, Colorado. And the Severance Silver Knights dropped their contest to the Niwot Cougars. Well-played baseball game. Those two teams are scheduled to go at it again today in the back-to-back league schedule that they have. But some really good pitching performances yesterday, and it's exciting to have with us one of the Niwot Cougar players, Jagger Fitzpatrick. Jagger, how you doing today after that really great performance yesterday?
I'm doing great, but my last name is Kilpatrick.
Did I not say Kilpatrick?
Fitzpatrick.
I did. Boy, that was a slip of the tongue. Because our producer is also Kilpatrick, and I've been telling him how we're going to have three Kilpatricks on the phone today. So didn't even realize I did that, Jagger. But what a great performance. Hey, let's go through that game just to, you know, a little bit. I thought such a key... You know, a key part of that game was, boy, the first few innings, you limited your pitch count and you really had the Silver Knights off balance. Tell us how you were feeling yesterday.
I was feeling pretty good. I was kind of just trying to let them put the ball in play and let my defense do the work behind me.
And talk about defense, and we're going to talk to that brother of yours. You're the sophomore, okay? Yeah. You went six innings yesterday. I think you threw 103 pitches, and really did a nice job. But I think through the first two innings, you had four ground balls to the shortstop, and that's your brother, Jed, and. How long have you guys been able to play together? You being a sophomore and him a senior, were you both varsity players a year ago?
We've been playing together pretty much our whole lives. Last year, I got to swing up and play a couple games with him on varsity last year, which is pretty cool.
And not only did you go those strong six innings, your brother came in and saved the game.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Hey, I want to ask you, as a pitcher, is there a different routine you go through during the day, knowing that you're going to be on the mound that day?
I would say yes, because my mentality is like a lot tougher, because I really just want to go out there and give it my all when I'm pitching.
And yesterday, tell us about the array of pitches you have. Your fastball was moving yesterday. What are some of your favorite pitches to throw?
Well, I usually just stick to my three pitches. I usually just stick to my curveball, slider, and fastball. And I usually just throw a two-seam fastball.
Okay. And you had Severance off balance yesterday. You know, that curve and slider, I love when you came down and out on with that slider. You got some not only swing and misses, but you also got some backward Ks, those strikeouts caught looking, because you just froze those hitters.
Yeah.
And great, really good performance. Hey, let's talk about your team a little bit before we hand the phone over to your brother. But what have you seen as far as progress from your team early on this season?
I've just liked all of our approaches. I feel like every single game we've just gone out there with a great approach, and we've been hitting the ball really good. Like yesterday we jumped on Severance and put up four in the first inning. And I think we've just became like a well-rounded hitting team. And our defense is getting a lot better, too.
I thought you guys, especially your two-strike approach, was really good yesterday. I'll tell you, you know, it's easy to connect the dots backwards sometimes when you go back and analyze a game. But I thought such a key at-bat early in the game was by Charlie Shaw. He was down in the count, 0-2, to lead off the game, worked it to a full count, and then hits a monster triple, and with his great speed, ended up easily at first base. Even though early in the game, that might have been one of those turnaround points of the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I think so for sure. He really set the tone for us that game, and we kind of just backed him up after that.
Yeah. Absolutely, and again, you guys took advantage that first inning and ended up scoring those four runs. Hey, when you're not on the mound, what's your favorite position?
I've just been playing a lot of left this year, and I really like left field. I would say a little bit of second.
Good. And is it common, and that was the first game we've been able to see you guys play, but does Jed usually come in and save, or what's been the pitching rotation for your team this year?
Jed usually just comes in if it's a tight game like that, because he's a pretty good relief pitcher, but we don't want to use his arm too much, so we usually just bring him in tight games like that. And then our starting rotation has kind of just been me, Brock, who's a junior, and this freshman named Henry.
So you have you as a sophomore, Brock as a junior, and Henry as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really nice to build on.
Yeah.
And I want to congratulate you for being the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Your picture and your brother's picture will be up on the website soon, and just want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Is Jed right there? Can you hand the phone off?
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Jed. Hey, you know, I suppose you're probably kind of used to coming in and having to save little brother. You know, he only goes six innings, and you have to come in and save the game the seventh inning. But talk about his performance first, those six innings. I was really impressed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did exactly what we needed him to do, which was just put the ball in the zone and let the defense do the work so that we can just keep getting outs and have quick innings, and that's exactly what he did. So,
well, Jed, talking about getting outs, you had a fantastic day at the shortstop position. I don't know exactly how many assists you had, but I know you had four assists in the first two innings, just ground balls. Not all of them routine plays either. You made some terrific plays. But
thank you.
Have you been playing shortstop your entire high school career?
Yeah. Pretty much my whole high school career, yeah.
And, boy, at the stick, you're hitting first of all, let's talk about yesterday's game. 3-for-4, came up with some key hits. But on the year, you're hitting .556. That's just a great start to this season. Tell us, Jed, a little about your approach, your routine, once you get into that batter's box.
Well, usually when I get in the box, I'm just early in the count. I'm trying to just get my pitch, I try to stay gap to gap in my swing, and it usually doesn't always work out, but I'm usually good at hitting the ball in play. I think I only have like 2 Ks on the year, so I try to make sure I put the ball in play, make the defense work. So, yeah.
And that's such a great quality too, limiting those strikeouts, if you put the ball in play, something good can happen. And you can't get those bleeder hits or whatever if you just don't put the ball in play. But you really hit the ball solid yesterday and been hitting the ball solid throughout the year. Tell us the changes in your program since you were a freshman sophomore, now through your senior year. NIWAT's really coming on this year. Tell us about some of those positive changes.
Yeah, I think our culture has changed a lot. We've had new coaches since I've been here. We got new coaches last year and stuff, and we had kind of an older team last year. This year we have a really young team, and I think we've kind of created a better culture this year, our whole team, and I think it's definitely going to – you'll be able to see it in the next couple of years with the younger guys, juniors, seniors and stuff.
Absolutely, and you guys just seem to be having a lot of fun playing the game. Hey, I got to ask you, Jed, about playing teams in your league back-to-back. You guys have three splits so far, you know, on their schedule, on your schedule with playing teams, you know, back-to-back. Do you like, you know, you beat Severance, now it's the target's a little bit on your back, but do you like that seeing teams back-to-back?
Yeah, I like seeing it back to back. It definitely, when you win the first game of the series, it definitely puts a target on your back, and vice versa. So, I think that's why there's been a lot of splits, because you just go out the next day and really want to put it to the other team. So, but I do like being able to play the same team back to back.
That's great. Hey, I also want to congratulate you on being the Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Game. You know, it's not very often that we pick two guys. Okay. So, but man, you made it such a difficult decision between you and Jagger. So we decided to go with both guys as the players of the week. And I just want to congratulate you on that. And hey, I don't know if you're going to get the game in today because of weather, but if you do, good luck. And whenever you move on and continued season, we'll be following you. And we just want to wish you the best success.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. That is Jed Kilpatrick of the NIWAT Cougars. Earlier talking to his brother, Jagger, and both are Iron and Metal Norfolk Players of the Week. Want to thank CRP 4x4. Did you know that more people get married in June than any other month? Well, CRP can't help with your wedding, but they certainly can get that tow hitch on your vehicle to haul the boat or camper around this summer. Visit CRP 4x4 at CRP4x4.com. Be back with the coach of the NIWAT Cougars, the winning coach, Ken Rosales, after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, this segment, really want to thank Quality Well and Pump. You know, being a former farm boy, don't have to tell you farmers and ranchers how important water is. Farming season is right around the corner, and if you want to get the most out of your water this summer, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump, Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them online at qualitywellandpump.com. It was really enjoyable watching the NIWAT Cougars and the Severance Silver Knights yesterday out at Severance, and coming away with a 6-4 victory were the Cougars out of NIWAT, and it's exciting to have Coach Ken Rosales on the phone with us today. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Good. Hey, congratulations on the win yesterday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You know, you got a really good pitching performance and some key hits. But what impressed me is how you guys battled at times with two strikes. And Charlie Shaw, leadoff hitter yesterday, gets down in the count, battles back, and ends up with a triple that really started a nice 4-run rally for you guys.
Yeah, that was great. And Charlie has just been phenomenal at the plate this year. He gets so many quality at bats, and you know, even if he does strike out, he gets the quality at bat, and, you know, he gets a lot of pitches, so he's really good at that part.
Yeah, and you guys did. I think their pitcher threw 33 pitches first inning. That's working the guy.
Yes.
And, hey, Coach, tell us about your background and how you became the head coach at NIWAT and where you were coaching before.
I coached 14 years up at Lyons High School. And through the COVID years, that's when I thought I was going to call it quits at that point.
I understand that.
So I resigned from that position, and I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going to be. I'm just going to, I'll be able to watch baseball now. And then Joe Brown, at NIWAT, he approached me and said that they had a job opening up. So I put in for it. And so I've been here for the last 2 years. This is my second year here. So,
well, awesome. And you can just see such great progress with your team. But, Coach, tell me, I sat out the COVID year also. What did you learn by stepping away, from coaching for a year or two?
It was actually just 1 year I stepped away from it, and it was more or less just getting back and really thinking of what I had produced at Lyons, and if I was ever to get back in it again, you know, how I would move forward with that. And in my role now, I have some great assistants. I can't say enough about my assistant coaches. They have come on this year because I brought on two new coaches this year. And my varsity coach, which is Todd Kidder, he has been with me. He was with me at Lyons, and we had this vision of how we would want to coach. And he has a great way of bringing out of what a kid needs to do. And basically, I say, this is what we want to do for the game. This is what we want to do. And he puts the game plan together. And he has been phenomenal. And then we brought on a pitching coach this year and a hitting coach, and it's just been phenomenal.
You know, let's give a shout out to those guys. What are their names, and just a little info about those? Because as head coaches, we know how important, you know, those assistants are, and they are just irreplaceable when it comes to, you know, putting game plans together and player development.
Exactly. You know, and Todd Kidder, like I said, he's our main guy. He's my right-hand man, and he puts all this together. And then we have Greg Wilcox. He just come here from California. He's with the National Pitching Association, and he has got these guys ready, and he keeps preparing them week in and week out. And then Bobby Matthews, which is our softball coach here at NIWAT.
Sure, yeah.
He goes, I'd come out and work with your hitters if you want. And so he comes out, and I'm like, how would you like to do this on a regular basis? He has been phenomenal. And he has a good relationship with the kids because he works in the building. And I also work in the building also. I'm the school resource officer here at the school. And he has just this relationship that it's irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. And everybody just has their role. Each coach has their role. And it's meshing very well right now.
Well, you could just tell, you know, although yesterday was the first time that we had seen your team just doing the broadcast, you could just tell that, you know, everything was so well organized. Your kids were enthusiastic. They were complimentary of each other. They were respectful before the game, after the game. So, you know, just congratulations for you putting that together. And you know, we all want to win, and you had a great win yesterday, but as you know, there's so much more than to winning and losing. Coach, want to ask you, I asked one of the Kilpatricks about this, but what's your feelings on playing the teams back to back, like it today, weather permitting, you turn around and play Severance again?
I like it. I truly do, because it gives that chance of it's that true coaching thing. Because like yesterday, you know, we went up against their number one.
Yeah.
And then if you play them again, you know, generally it's 2 days later, you're not going to meet their number one.
Sure.
And so you kind of have to get that game plan together of how you're going to do that and how you're going to face them. And you have to look at your whole schedule ahead and where you're going to play your guys. And I like it.
Well, we talked yesterday on the broadcast a little bit, but when you're coaching that first game of the series, you're really coaching the second game too. As far as personnel, if you go today, who's going to be on the hill for you?
It'll be probably our fourth guy. He's a junior, Sergio Pimentel.
Sure. Sergio, who started the game yesterday, had a nice game as well yesterday.
Yes, he did. He started out in left field, and then we brought him in when Jed went to pitching, and we brought him in to shortstop. And he's just a very versatile player, and yeah. No matter where for them.
And I'll tell you what, he made a nice play at shortstop that last inning.
Yes, he did.
You know, those final three outs, they're always the toughest, aren't they, Coach? You know,
yes, they are.
And when you have to replace Jagger because of the pitch count, basically, but you have Jed coming in, and Jed did a nice job as well. Talk about, you know, some of your guys that are just playing such impactful parts for your team thus far this season.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of them. You know, like Charlie, you know, leading off.
Right.
He's our staff guy. He does everything. He's just that quiet leader. He just goes out. This is what's expected of him. He goes out and gets the job done. Brock Rothstein, our center fielder, he's also one of our top pitchers. He does it day in and day out, practices and everything. And he gives it his all. And then you have the other Shaw brother, you know, played third last night. You know, he's just solid. And there's just so many players on the team that the leadership and Diego.
I was just, you know, I wasn't going to let you forget about him, and knew you probably wouldn't. But boy, I was really impressed with Diego Castro, and
yep.
You know, you always are looking at body language and how players handle certain situations. But boy, what a nice catalyst you have there behind the plate.
Oh yeah, he called a great game. And we're having dinner afterwards. And he goes, "I was getting tired of Jed just shaking me off. Everything I kept shaking off." And I said, "Well, he knew what was working for him and what his best pitches were. So I said, just let him do it."
You know, I've talked to a lot of pitchers and coaches this year. Coach, what's your philosophy at NIWAT as far as calling the game, calling the pitches? Do you and your pitching coach call pitches, or do you leave it up to Diego with the pitcher allowing to shake off?
We leave it up to Diego, and that's that relationship that he has to have with his pitcher, and they have to have that good relationship. Now, our pitching coach, he'll talk with them, and during warm-ups, he'll know what's working for that pitcher that day. And so he'll get with both of them and explain to them what's going on.
You know, it's been many, many years ago, but as a pitcher, I love the fact that the relationship you could build with a catcher and the catcher calling the game. You know, every program has their own philosophy. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's overcoaching at times. And I think as high school coaches, we have to allow coaches or players to grow into roles and develop confidence with always looking over their shoulders.
Yes. Yes.
So kudos to you, you know, and I know there's probably some coaches out there saying, "Oh man, I want to, you know, I'm in control. I know what's best for our kids and so forth." And maybe there's those situations, but there's nothing like a pitcher and catcher having that feel for the game. knowing exactly maybe what that body language of the hitter is in the box and seeing if that hitter is, you know, looking back at that mitt just a little bit, you know, at the catcher. And I think players nowadays, they are trained well, and I love the fact that Diego, the way he handles himself back there, is allowed to call some pitches.
Yes, he does, and there's very few that we call for him, but there's a few that we'll throw out there. But he doesn't have to look at us every pitch and say, you know, do we have to, you know, he has his mind made up, and he calls them, and he does an excellent job at doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. You could just tell that yesterday. Hey, let's talk about your league. Really good league. You know, does this back-to-back, does that create maybe a little more parity within the league?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, because like this week, this was a rough week because we had Riverdale
right.
Before that, and we split with them, and then we turn around with Severance, and we knew at the beginning when we started practice, I said, this is going to be a rough week, guys. I said, we have to have our ducks in a row, and we have to move forward. And I said, let's be ready to play every game. And they did that. Yesterday was, you know, and we handle everything. We call it, it's like a business trip. You know, we're going to go in and take care of business and whatever business that is, and we'll go home.
Well, Severance was sitting at top of the league yesterday, and you yep. just take that little bus ride over there and knock them off.
Yep, and that felt pretty good because they, you know, they took two of them from us last year, and I think one of the games they beat us pretty good, I believe. But I tend not to look at the past because I always tell the guys in baseball. I said we have to have a short memory, and I said in baseball because the next pitch is 30 seconds away.
That's right, and this year in the MLB, it's only 20 seconds away.
Exactly.
Are you a pitch clock guy, proponent?
Yes and no.
It's been interesting, just coach, to see how much it's shortened some of these games in MLB early in the season. I didn't think it'd have that big of impact, but is it more on the pitchers or more on the hitters?
I think both.
Yeah,
because. Now the pitchers, they have to be in a certain amount of time. You know, they can't be, you know, doing all their cosmetic stuff outside.
Changing the gloves three times between pitches?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Coach, it's so good to have you on, and we appreciate you taking time out of your morning schedule. But we'll be keeping up with those Cougars, and congrats on the win yesterday, and much success continued throughout the season.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Ken Rosales, the Niwot baseball coach. Want to thank AMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. Road trip is right around the season here. Get your card prepared. Visit AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland to give that car a little help. We will be back with Tommy Dowd, the Wheat Ridge High School boys basketball and golf coach, after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak from the Yellow Fiber Studios in Greeley. It's great to have with us right now a dear friend who is retiring from the coaching scene, teaching scene, but that is Tommy Dowd of the Wheat Ridge Farmers. Coach, what's your morning like today? It's Friday.
It's Friday. We're kind of laying low today. So, steam out.
We got a little weird connection here. Let's try. Are you there now, Tommy? We're going to hang up, and we're going to have Micah call you back. Okay, we're gonna try to make that reconnection with Coach Dowd, because Coach Dowd just retiring from Wheat Ridge High School, but has been such an inspiration to so many young men and women as he coaches there at the high school. Are you back with us, Coach?
Yep, I gotcha.
All right, I think we're good to go now. So, you know, that's the thing about live radio, once in a while you get that. But, hey, Tommy, it was so fun to see you last Saturday, and what a great little retirement reception. But tell us, let's just start there. Tell us about, you know, what it felt like for you just to see so many of your former players come and just put some love on you, man.
That was awesome to see all those guys. I haven't seen some of them in several years. We had a reunion game on my 25th year there. So 4 years ago, we got everybody together. But the turnout was just amazing. I was shocked to see everybody. And what an honor to get to have and to have somebody do that. And I saw guys just from the past that just bring back all the good memories we had and good teams, and everybody's so big. That's the thing. And I was going, God, we were huge teams.
Well, it was so fun to be there, and I was kind of like the what would you say, the outsider looking in, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, you say it brings back so many great memories. Well, you know, some of those were so many bad memories for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'm just joking games. Because you had so many great players at Wheat Ridge through the years, and so many great relationships. But tell our audience all the years you put in at the different schools, because you're at 38 years, am I correct, teaching and coaching?
Yeah. So I started out at Bear Creek with Gary Goings.
Yes.
And I was down there about 7 years.
And I think that's where you and I probably met.
Yeah, right.
You know, that those early days for you at Bear Creek and early days for me at Green Mountain.
Yeah, and those were some days. Gary Goings was a treat. He taught me a lot, though. I still use his press breaker and some of his out of bounds plays. And Gary was kind of ahead of the times on doing.
He was. Yeah, he absolutely was. Yeah. He was one of those coaches. I know I can speak for myself as a young coach. You thought, man, if you could get to the point to do what Gary does, you know, and how well respected and things like that. And, you know, we lost him way too early, you know, but so many great memories of that Bear Creek staff and obviously you being part of it.
Yeah, and there were some kids from Bear Creek there. That was nice to see them. Some kids from the first year I coached showed up, and they were telling me all the hard things we did. We used to practice at 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And if you weren't there at 10:10, you were late. And if you, I used to lock the door. I wouldn't let them come in. And then I made kids run. I thought, God, if I did that now, you'd be
well, you wouldn't last 38 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And then you.
That was good to see them.
Yeah, and then you went to Stanley Lake.
Yeah, I was at Stanley Lake for 2 years, and that was growing pains there. But man, I had some good players. Troy Chuck was there. Mike Dieters. Those guys, man, they were big kids and they could play. But you only had one of them. You know, that was the bad thing at Stanley Lake. He didn't have a whole corral of kids that when I moved to Wheat Ridge, there was, you know, 5 or 6 kids that could play.
Right.
One kid that was playing at Stanley Lake.
Such a talented school. And Tommy, I'm going to throw out the text line here. It's our Mosier Funeral and Cremation text line. Anybody that has a question for Coach Dowd, anything like that, will gladly take it at 888-530-0043. But when you got to Wheat Ridge, you got there at an era in basketball where, you know, Wheat Ridge was really good. The Jeffco League was really good. What are some of your fond memories of those early days at Wheat Ridge?
Well, when I went there, you know, I took the job also as an assistant football coach. And I was in the football office one day and was with Ed Stevens. And the first year I was there, we won the state championship.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And it was Thursday. I was in there, and Red Coates was in there. And Eddie introduced me. He said, yeah, this is our new football coach, and he coaches basketball. And Red Coates about melted down. Get out of this office. There's no basketball coach going to be in this office. And Ed had to go to bat for me with him.
And you know, some of those, you know, now I'm considered the old time coach now, but when we were young coaches, that was kind of the way it was with some of the football, basketball guys, that it was kind of like separate worlds. That you didn't cross that field. Yeah. And you know, some of those football guys that played both football and basketball, they kind of were a rarity in their football coach's mind, because they thought that should be a full-time job.
Yeah, that, and it was really hard. And then Red, he came around, and we became good friends, and it was nice. And that's how I kind of made it at Wheat Ridge, was I got a lot of those football players to play basketball in the early years, and they were phenomenal athletes. I mean, the Magliners, they could do anything. And when
those are guys that literally could run through a brick wall.
Absolutely. God.
They were
just tough kids. And that's how we started at Wheat Ridge. We started, you know, kind of as a tough team that played good defense and made it hard on you.
And boy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Whenever you came against a Coach Dowd coach team, it was a battle. I mean, you had to be prepared, not just physically, but mentally, and just some fun times. You also have been a golf coach at the school for several years now.
Yep, I'm doing girls golf. We're currently in the middle of that, but I've been the boys and girls golf coach for about 18 years now. So.
That's awesome. Tommy, we have a text. This must be somebody that you know well. I don't know if it's that I know well, but Coach Dowd, were you and Bruce really good friends the times you always competed against each other?
Well, I would never say, I've never felt like I didn't care for him or didn't like him, but I wanted to beat him, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were heated, man. We'd get into it and yell at each other. Yeah, but I always considered, you know, there was a lot of guys at that time that you know, when you went to the league meeting, you got along with those guys, and you left your differences at the door. So,
oh, absolutely, you know, I've told many people too throughout the years that, hey, there's nobody you need to prepare for more than Coach Dowd, and you want to win. But I'll tell you what, when it's all over, that respect factor, and I can't tell you how much I've appreciated your career, and more importantly, your friendship through the years.
Well, that goes both ways, Bruce. I mean, you've been a great guy to coach against, and since you left Green Mountain, I think we've become better friends and shared a lot of stuff together. So,
you know, absolutely, and you know, it's just fun. Your wife, Linda, now, is she fully retired, or does she still have her hand in that teaching aspect?
She's retired from the school district, and she's doing some, she does some tutoring.
I knew she couldn't just let it all go.
Yeah, so she does little preschool and kindergarten and first grade kids. She teaches them how to read. So she likes doing that, and it's fun for her. So.
And Tommy, you and I both know how important wives can be, and you were able to not hand over, but your son Vince earned that head job. But how important is family throughout this coaching career?
Man, I mean, that's what keeps you going. You know, you got to have somebody in your corner that kind of understands the game when you come home and you're talking about it, and you have somebody to vent to. And that's been awesome for me. I mean, when we got married, I don't think Linda knew if it was stuffed or pumped to basketball, but she's really picked up on it and has become educated and
sure
knows what's going on. And to be able to pass that on to Vince was, you know, just a dream come true for me. He's been coaching with me now 8 years, and the last couple years has been doing more and more. And this year I told him, why don't you take it, you know, and I'll sit over here today. And he's like, no, you're not ready for that. I said, yeah, I am. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, that couldn't have worked out. Any better.
Good. So he's going to do a good job.
Tommy, man, we're up against the end here. We could talk forever, but so appreciate you coming on and just want to congratulate you on your retirement and so many great things, so many great memories from Wheat Ridge and how the farmers performed throughout the years. Congratulations, my friend.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Tommy Dowd, head coach of former now, I guess I can say, head coach of the Wheat Ridge Farmers. We're going to take a quick break and wrap up Coach Speak when we come back. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, want to thank Proactive Physical Therapy. Injured on the job, but maybe not serious enough to get surgery? Get that pain to go away. Visit Proactive online, proactivecolorado.com. I really want to thank Jed and Jagger, Kilpatrick, and of course, our famous producer, Micah Kilpatrick. Always want to thank him for the great job that he does with us. Also to Ken Rosales, the head baseball coach at Niwot. Those Cougars had a terrific game, but I think the Silver Knights will be ready for that action as they, weather permitting, go and now to Niwot to play again today. Always fun catching up with Coach Tommy Dowd. What a great career he had at Wheat Ridge. Coached so many sports and just a phenomenal friend. Hey, the playoffs are starting. Enjoy the Nuggets. Enjoy the Avs and, of course, the Rockies. The Rockies take on former Rocky Mountain High pitcher Marco Gonzalez tonight. Have a great day, Northern Colorado.